Oh, fantastic stuff. That is the latest work from Misleading. Follow You Home. And I do have Misleading, aka Nadia, on the line for, of course, the guest list, sponsored by the fabulous New Zealand On Air. Good morning, Nadia. Are you there?
Morena, yes, I am. It's like crazy stormy here in Wellington.
Is it?
The winds are wild.
Oh, wicked. So there'll be lots of like umbrellas upturned and all of
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Faff. Umbrellas are now weapons as of this moment.
Well, it's really muggy here and it's about 18 degrees, which is pretty amazing. Ooh. Yeah, we're looking for like a really hot weekend. Like it's going to be 24 degrees tomorrow.
Oh, well, maybe I should just be running down to you. Yeah, sounds like a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, now tell me about your work. That's the latest from you. So what's happening in your world?
Yeah, I've been, like, I think at the end of last year I'd recorded a full album and I decided that instead of just choosing one single and then releasing the album, I would just release them slowly over the year, and Follow You is probably one of my favorites on the album, so I'm really pleased to be finally putting that out, and I wanted to align it with Mental Health Awareness Week because it is about mental health and sort of seeing mental illness as like a unwanted entity and like mm-hmm. possessing me sometimes, and that's kind of where Follow You came through.
Fantastic. So yes, it is indeed Mental Health Awareness Week, and so this, I think this year's theme is Top Up Together.
Nice. I haven't actually heard that theme. I have looked around, so I'm really pleased that you're sharing it.
Yeah. So, I guess, and I mean, it's. I mean, mental health is such an important thing, isn't it? And and to just keep well, I mean, arts and music, I mean, is that sort of your place for healing,
yeah,
if you know what I mean?
Absolutely, it's definitely a good place for processing, even if I'm not sharing it with the public, just using it as a way to put reactions and process thoughts and go through things. I'm a poet as well, and I remember I spent like 2 years on one poem just using it as a way to process some things that had happened in life. And it took a long time before I even decided I was okay with sharing it with the public, because it was really about me. And I really encourage people to use their art as a way of processing things. It's definitely part of it, but only one part of the picture, you know, building community, seeking out support, finding different methods of restoring well-being. It's a journey.
Absolutely. And I do think that that's one of the themes, one of the key things with Mental Health Awareness Week is that social connection.
Huge part of it.
Yeah. And of course, like with social media and, I mean, you hear that all the time, but it's, yeah, just that importance of, connecting on a human level, really.
Yeah. And I think it's sort of like, because there's a lot of emphasis, I think, in the last decade on therapy, and not everybody can afford that,
mm-hmm.
and it's not accessible to everybody, but community is it can feel hard though if you're feeling really isolated, but there are groups that you can join, and they don't have to be specifically focused on mental health. They could be focused on an area of interest, and just having and knowing that you have people out there who want to be around you and take you as you are and as you come can just be a really important part of building resilience.
Absolutely. And also I think there are some really good services in the country, like the 1737 line, a mental health line, and that's all free, and they have an amazing host of like lots of like different counsellors who, you know, come from all various walks of life as well.
Yeah. And then you also have the helplines like Youthline and Samaritans, and they're always available, and particularly when you're at a time of crisis and you just don't know. I mean, I know when I've had really hard times, there's this feeling of not wanting to be a burden, and while that might not be seemed in reality, those lines are a really good first step if that's how you're feeling about wanting to reach out to someone but not sure who to.
Absolutely. And comes to, now you've got two tracks here that you have especially chosen for the guest list this morning. And so you've got Cut Off Your Hands With Expectations and Esther Oh Well. And can you, why did you choose these tracks?
Well, because I love them as musicians, for one, but also, yeah, I really like those tracks. So Cut Off Your Hands, Expectations, I remember when that came out. And it's just like really raw track and really relatable lyrics. I think I'd be surprised if not a single person out there didn't sometimes feel like just completely overwhelmed by all the things that are feeling like they're expected of. And I think that just that lament for it and level, and then it's just such a good beat and like really danceable as well. And I do like, I think in a lot of my music, not on this particular track, I do sometimes take like darker themes and put them to really fun, happy music, and I do quite enjoy doing that. Let's dance through the pain.
Definitely.
And I think both these tracks do that. And so Cut Off Your Hands, such a great band. I remember seeing them playing an excellent concert, San Fran Bathhouse in Wellington, where they headlined, and Naked and Famous were playing support.
We're
also a support band. So really early days of all of their careers, and it was such a good concert. And Esther I feel very privileged to know, and been really excited about the new work she's been putting out since she moved to London. And I just think it's such a funky beat, and again, super relatable lyrics of her just kind of talking about everything that's kind of happening in the world and how that can be so much and be overwhelming, and her just sort of being like, oh well, let's better keep going.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, wicked. All right, I'm going to cut in and, so we're going to kick off with Cut Off Your Hands first with Expectations.
Oh, cool.
And and then we'll roll in with Esther, Lola, and Oh Well. So what have you got planned? Like, have you got any, like, gigs or anything like that coming up soon, Miss Leading?
Yeah, well, so I've had an interesting year. I actually have been unwell with chronic fatigue syndrome for a year. So have been really laying low with the gigs, but I do have a gig coming up I've got to remember the date, November 8th at Moonbar in Newtown. I'm playing support for fantastic artists. Again, sorry, a problem with chronic fatigue syndrome is the memory is really bad. I'm kind of trying to remember who I'm playing support for. It should be a really fun gig to get out there, and it'll be my first gig as Miss Leading in a year now.
Wicked.
And I had been touring a play called The Gidimit, which is like a what I call digital folk music storytelling. So I use electronic music to tell the stories of my ancestors and indentured labour, and I've been touring that around New Zealand, and I'm going to be performing that in India in December. So
amazing.
I'm really looking forward to doing. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Wow, you've got lots on the go at the moment. If someone would like to follow you and check out your music, where do we go? What platform?
Yeah, well, you can see me on all platforms at the moment. Mm-hmm. So Bandcamp, always a favourite, but anything you listen to music on, I should be there. Just look out for Miss Leading, but it's Miss with two S's.
Yes.
The easiest way to explain it is it probably should be a drag queen name, and I didn't realize when that age. So Misleading, if you can find me out there, or I Am Misleading on Instagram, please do listen to my music. It's the only reason we make music is a hope that people will like it and give it a listen.
Fantastic. Hey, fantastic. Lovely to talk with you this morning. And have a great weekend. And we'll watch out for that wild weather out there in Wellington.
Yeah, you enjoy your, like, what sounds like going to be a fantastic weekend in Christchurch.
I know, sunshine. we don't get that much off. Okay, so here we go. Rolling in with Cut Off Your Hands With Expectations. That was a Misleading from Wellington based artist. And that, of course, is the guest list from the Shouts Out to New Zealand On Air.
Great.
myself, oh well.
There we go. That's a guest list. Thanks to New Zealand On Air, and a thank you to Miss Leading. And that was Esther Lola with Oh Well, and Cut Off Your Hands Expectations.